Well, this happened in June 2009. People in certain areas in Japan left their homes after a heavy downpour, only to find fish, frogs, and tadpoles everywhere. Fields, roads, lawns, rooftops were littered with these aquatic creatures. One man was shocked to see 13 carp on and around his truck. Apparently, he stopped to count them. No one knows for sure where the bizarre rain came from, but the most popular theory claims that a powerful waterspout picked up all these creatures, then it carried them through the upper atmosphere and dropped the animals on the unsuspecting people below. Shelf clowns look like something from a sci-fi movie. They form when warm and moist air gets caught in a thunderstorm updraft. These ominous clouds most often mean a storm is coming. Breathtaking rainbow clouds appear on top of cotton-like puffy clouds after thunderstorms. The puffy clouds are low-altitude ones. They usually hover at a height of around 6,000 feet. When the water vapor they contain condenses, the resulting droplets act like prisms. This forms multicolored caps over the clouds. Morning glory clouds are extremely rare. They look like massive tubes stretching across the sky. They can snake for more than 600 miles, sitting relatively low. Most researchers agree that these clouds appear when an updraft squeezes through the cloud. This creates the signature rolling appearance. The cool air at the back of the cloud makes it sink downward. The best, but not the only place to see morning glory, is Australia's Gulf of Carpentaria. If you decide to travel there to see these clouds, choose a period from late September to early November. It was 2012 when the sky turned first ominous dark, then yellow. After that, blue gelatinous balls started to fall to the ground. A man from the UK found these balls outside during a hailstorm. He was walking to his garage when he spotted something unusually bright among the whitish hailstones. When researchers examined this jelly rain, they found out the balls were made from the substance used in diapers or potting soil. It's used to absorb liquid. It's still unclear whether the balls fell from the sky, or maybe the melting ice made a few already existing crystals expand in the blink of an eye. Huge white lumps over your head are called mammatus clouds. They can make you believe the sky is falling. Most clouds form when the air rises into the atmosphere, but not mammatus ones. They appear when moist and cool air goes down and mixes with dry air. The result? Unique puffed rice clouds. By the way, if you spot this phenomenon, bad weather is just around the corner. Whoa, mama! Colorful nacreous clouds occur extremely high in the atmosphere. I mean, twice as high as a commercial airplane's cruising altitude. The air at such heights is extremely dry and cold. Ice crystals in nacreous clouds are much smaller than those that form more common clouds. They scatter light in a different way. And this gives the clouds their mother-of-pearl appearance. Blood rain looks more terrifying than any horror movie. But in reality, there's nothing strange or unnatural about this weather phenomenon. People have known about such scarlet-tinted rains since the time of ancient Rome. Sometimes, powerful winds lift red dust into the atmosphere and carry it far, far away, to another galaxy. In the end, this dust gets mixed with clouds, which colors the rain. By the way, dust from coal mines can make the rain black. Pollen is responsible for yellow rains. And some other kinds of dust can turn the rainwater white. In Australia, it sometimes rains spiders. That's because these creatures can balloon. That's a highly unusual way of traveling. A spider climbs to the very top of a tall tree or shrub. And then it spins several strands of silk. These strands help the spider to be carried away by the wind. It's not easy to spot ballooning. But sometimes, if the weather is especially damp and unpleasant, mass ballooning happens. And then, you can't help but pay attention. Millions of spiders set off on a journey to find another place with better conditions. It may seem like it's snowing outside, but no, those are spiders drifting down to the ground.
You're dozing off in your window seat on a plane. It's getting dark since it's almost 11 p.m. Suddenly, something wakes you up. You glance out of the window and see a really strange phenomenon. Something that creeps you out. There are bright red, huge flashes illuminating the sky at a distance. They resemble some nightmarish jellyfish. Those are sprites, also called red sprites due to their color. They're also known as cloud-to-space lightning. These varied visual shapes flickering in the night sky are large-scale electric discharges, which is a clever word for a lightning strike. They occur high above thunderstorm clouds at altitudes of 30 to 56 miles. That's why you can see them so well from your plane window. The coolest thing about sprites is that they're positively charged lightning. This is a very rare type that makes up a mere 5% of all lightning strikes. People first spotted this phenomenon in 1886, and it was first photographed in 1989. In 2018, the legendary Niagara Falls, located at the border between New York State and Ontario, Canada, managed to surprise everyone. Tourists who came to admire the roaring waters found the falls frozen. Well, the waterfalls weren't frozen per se. This is impossible for a mass of flowing water that huge. But microscopic water droplets, as well as the mist, formed a crust of ice over the rushing water. It created an illusion that Niagara Falls was frozen all over. In reality, the water kept flowing beneath the ice. Imagine ponds filled with ice-cold water and covered with ice. Easy, huh? And now picture dozens of alligator snouts that are poking out of the ponds, still and frozen in ice. That's what you'd seen if you had visited the swamps of North Carolina at the beginning of 2018. Despite this terrifying picture, the animals were very much alive. That was a very special crocodile way to survive abnormally cold weather. Since their nostrils were above water, the animals could breathe. Meanwhile, their bodies were in a hibernation-like state. It allowed the animals to conserve energy and stay warm. In the winter of 2018, the inhabitants of the Sahara Desert, one of the driest and hottest places on the planet, woke up to discover a thick layer of snow covering the sand. In some places, its depth reached a staggering 15 inches. Meteorologists had an explanation for this exciting phenomenon. They said that cold pools of air combined with the precipitation of the most recent storm resulted in snowfall instead of rain. It happened in June 2009. People in some areas in Japan left their homes after a heavy downpour, only to find fish, frogs, and tadpoles everywhere. Fields, roads, lawns, and house roofs were littered with these creatures. One man even found 13 carp on and around his truck. No one knows for sure where this bizarre rain came from, but the most popular theory is that a powerful waterspout picked up the animals. Then it carried them through the upper atmosphere and dropped them on the unsuspecting people below. In Australia, it sometimes rains spiders. That's because these creatures can balloon. It's a highly unusual way of traveling. A spider climbs to the very top of a tall tree or shrub, and then it spins several strands of silk, which then help the spider to be carried away by the wind. It's not easy to spot ballooning spiders, but sometimes when the weather is especially damp and unpleasant, mass ballooning occurs. Millions of spiders set off on a journey to find another place with better conditions. It may look as if it's snowing outside, but no. Those are spiders drifting down to the ground. The world's longest lightning storms happen in Venezuela and can last for 9 hours per day. The heart of the storm is over Lake Maracaibo, and the clouds tower way higher than your regular thunderstorm clouds. This natural phenomenon, also known as Catatumbo lightning, occurs during 140 to 160 nights a year and can produce up to 28 lightning strikes per minute. You've probably heard how they say that lightning doesn't strike twice in the same place. Well, Catatumbo lightning seems not to know about this rule. At least, it doesn't prevent storm clouds from gathering in the very same place year after year. Volcanic tornadoes are possibly one of the most terrifying natural phenomena. When a volcano erupts, it spews red-hot rock and ash high into the atmosphere. And solid lava pieces and hot gases travel down the volcano's slope. When this flow is moving down, some of the trapped gases begin to rise and spin at the same time. They get squeezed by the surrounding air, which makes them spin faster and faster. That's how a volcanic tornado gets born. Luckily, this phenomenon has a very short lifespan. Even though the island of Newfoundland in Canada can't be called the warmest place on Earth, it's still not that cold. But imagine having to shovel snow in front of your house just several days before your summer vacation. Well, that's exactly what happened on the island in June 2018. A cold storm that came from the coast of Newfoundland covered several regions of the islands with a 2-inch layer of snow. On top of that, the temperature broke all the records as well. During a Newfoundland summer, it's about 66 degrees on average, and 90 degrees on a very hot day. But that infamous June impressed people with only 37 degrees Fahrenheit in the morning. Brr! Morning glory clouds are extremely rare. They look like massive tubes stretching across the sky. They can snake for more than 600 miles, sitting relatively low. Most researchers agree that these clouds appear when an updraft squeezes through the cloud. This creates the signature rolling appearance. The cool air at the back of the cloud makes it sink downward. The best but not the only place to see the morning glory is Australia's Gulf of Carpentaria. If you decide to travel there to see these clouds, choose a period from late September to early November. On March 19, 2018, the inhabitants of Alabama saw huge chunks of ice falling from the sky. It was the infamous hailstorm of Alabama which caused millions of dollars worth of damage. After the hailstorm, the place looked ruined. Broken shop windows, smashed car windshields, broken billboards, and holes in the roofs. But what made researchers really excited was a hailstone found near the town of Cullman, Alabama. This softball-sized monster was more than 5 inches across, setting a new state record. In 2012, the sky over Dorset, England, turned first ominously dark, then yellow. After that, blue gelatinous balls started to fall to the ground. A local man was walking to his garage when he spotted something unusually bright among whitish hailstones. When researchers examined this jelly rain, they found out that the balls were made of the substance used in diapers or potting soil. It's used to absorb liquid. It's still unclear whether the balls fell from the sky, or maybe the melting ice made a few already existing crystals expand in the blink of an eye. In March 2018, people in northern Nevada could see the rarest and most bizarre cloud ever, a horseshoe cloud. It sure looks bizarre and kinda scary. But meteorologists know that this interestingly shaped vortex happens when a flat cloud travels over a column of warm, rising air. This air creates the shape and adds some spin to the cloud's movements. Such clouds are very fleeting and usually last for only several minutes. Cylindrical snow donuts occur when a wind gust decides to play snowballs. It starts to roll some snow across a snowy area. If it was a real snowball, it would eventually become too heavy for the wind to move. But the center of a snow donut is hollowed out. This happens because its inner layer is too thin and gets blown away when the donut is formed. This makes it lighter than a regular snowball. That's why it also rolls further. Unfortunately, you can't just go and find snow donuts. They're rare because they appear in very precise conditions.
Now, have you ever wondered about the longest time it rained nonstop? Even an hour of rain could be a big deal if you're hanging out in a dry spot like the Atacama Desert in South America. It can set a record for that place. But in super rainy spots like the Amazon rainforest, having 40 days of rain in a row might not even turn heads. Interestingly, we only have rainfall records where people live and keep track. Many towns and cities skip the whole rain data collection thing. Plus, there are so many places on Earth where nobody lives, like rainforests or the open ocean. So our rainfall knowledge is a bit patchy. Now, if we were to talk about records, Hawaii has a couple. People there have some seriously long rainy days, especially on islands where winds come from the mountains. From 1939 to 40, they recorded 331 days in a row with measurable rainfall. If you're a person who likes to watch the rain at home with a cup of tea, this might sound ideal to you. But we need to see the sun at least occasionally. Getting some sun is good for your body and soul. Obviously, you get vitamin D. Just 5 to 15 minutes of sunlight a few times a week can make a real difference. And have you ever heard the phrase, sunny disposition? Researchers found that people feel down when there's not much sun around. Sunny days make us happier. Sunshine boosts your serotonin, which fights off bad moods. That sunny serotonin isn't just for your mood. It also helps you sleep. And it's also a heart assistant. When the sun hits your skin, your body releases something called nitric oxide, which chills out your blood pressure. Healthy blood pressure means a healthier heart. Now, go tell that to the people who had to go through 881 consecutive days of rain. Yeah, the record was set almost 3 full years of rain. This happened from 1913 to 1916 in Honolulu, Maui, Hawaii. It rained like there was no tomorrow because the region is a tropical rainforest. How do clouds make rain? Well, rain happens when damp air goes up into the sky and gets a bit chilly. As this air cools down, tiny water vapor molecules huddle up, forming super small droplets that look like a fluffy cloud team. Now, inside these clouds, things get playful. The air moving around can sometimes make these droplets bump into one another and get bigger. Then they can turn into ice crystals high up in the clouds where it's chilly. These little ice buddies get heavy enough to take a tumble down, melting in the rain on the way to the ground. Now, there isn't just one type of rain. Raindrops can come from all kinds of storms. Thunderstorms show up, make a splash, and then they're out. They can dump a ton of rain in no time. Other storms, like winter storms, are more laid back. They stick around for days and dish out gentle rain or even snow if it's cold enough. Usually, the weather switches between moods. It's nature's way of balancing things out. After stormy weather, the sun comes out, the air dries up, and we get to enjoy some clear skies. But things can get interesting if you're in a place with mountains near the ocean. When moist air hits the mountains, it's forced to climb over them, creating rainfall lasting sometimes for weeks. What if I told you there was a time on Earth when rain fell continuously for 2 million years and completely reshaped the planet's destiny? At the end of the Permian era, around 234 million years ago, I wasn't around then, but I read about it, the Triassic period began, marked by the onset of an extended period of rainfall. This phenomenon is now called the Carnian Pluvial Event. Well, that's what they decided to call it. Recent studies, supported by evidence, suggest that it didn't reshape the planet in that sense, and that it was triggered by coal combustion. The rain wasn't continuous either. So we just debunked a myth here. Woohoo! Next, we have columnar jointing. This is the fancy term for groove patterns that form in lava flows, sills, dikes, and other rocky stuff. These lava creations come in all shapes and sizes. Most are seen as straight, parallel columns. Some have curves and varying widths. They can be as high as 1,181 inches. I'll save you the math. It's roughly 98 feet. The columns are formed by pressure and the cooling process. As lava becomes cooler, it shrinks and forms cracks. Once a crack starts, the lava moves around. These cracks expand to the surface of the flow. Water sneaks into the cooling lava, making it chill down fast, starting from the surface, leaving its mark in those patterns. Devil's Post Pile in California is a must-visit place if you want to see columnar jointing. But hey, they're found all around the world. Let's raise our heads to the sky to see something magical. Fire rainbows, also known as circumhorizontal arcs, look like flames dancing above the clouds. To see these eye-catching arcs, you need a special cloud type called cirrus clouds and the sun at least 58 degrees high in the sky. It's a VIP collaboration between sunlight and clouds. Let's break it down further. Take London, for instance. It's around 51 degrees north. Now, sorry Londoners, no fire rainbows for you. Now we move to deep waters to see underwater crop circles. These are giant circular patterns found in 1995 near the shores of southern Japan. Locals were baffled. They dubbed them mystery circles, as if the ocean had a secret talent for sand art. The mystery was solved in 2011. The unlikely artist turned out to be a tiny pufferfish, just 5 inches long. The researchers found out that males were on a mission, spending a solid 7 to 9 days building their circles by swimming in and out and using their fins to carve valleys into the sandy floor. They decorate the peaks of their creations with bits of shells and corals, turning their sandy canvases into masterpieces. Okay, they don't do it for the sake of art. The curious circles have a purpose. The sandy center of the circle serves as a nest. Male swimming moves mix things up, getting sand particles just where they need to be. When a lady pufferfish swims by, the male twirls and dances, swirling sand around. If she is impressed and thinks he is the one, she lays her eggs in the sandy heart of the circle. There you go, another happy ending. Now, let's look at frost flowers. You might have seen thin sheets of ice that look like delicate petals and sometimes pop up from the stems of plants. The ice is about as thick as a credit card. It forms when the weather is cold outside. The soil is damp but not frozen, as well as plant stems. Not all plants produce these frost flowers, and the conditions must be just right. Here's how it happens. The water inside a plant stem gets pulled up from the ground. When it freezes, it expands and cracks the stem vertically. As it hits the chilly air, it turns into ice. As more water gets pulled up through the crack, it keeps pushing out super thin layers of ice. Whether a frost flower looks like a narrow ribbon or a wider one depends on the length of the crack. And the way it curls and shapes itself into these petals is random, or the reason might lie in the difference in friction along the sides of the crack. These frost flowers are unique and delicate, and they don't last long. They melt or just disappear quickly. To spot them, keep an eye out for tall grass, especially in places that don't get mowed much. Pay attention to purple ironweed, blackberries, and wing stems. That's it for today. So hey, if you pacified your curiosity, then give the video a like and share it with your friends. Or if you want more, just click on these videos and stay on the bright side.